We are I. Good morning, everybody. It's been a while between not feeling that well and spring break and just everything being so busy. I apologize for like the last, like 10 days or almost 2 weeks since I recorded one of these. And there's been something in the news here in Canada, which I've seen periodically off and on for like the last few months. And I see this every year and I find it to be extremely interesting, especially this year right now. And it makes me actually want to film a little video, put out on Instagram and Twitter, calling out Pierre Poilievre about, you know, if you really truly sympathize with the people of Canada and you want to do all these things like axe the tax to make it, you know, more affordable for Canadians, and you know, you want to do all these things, like you have this laundry list now of things you've committed yourself to. And Canadians want to hold you accountable. But what I want to hold you accountable to is like, how on earth do you think that it's appropriate that you all in the House of Commons vote to be able to give yourself a pay increase on April 1st at the same time that this 23% tax increase is coming to Canadians all across the board? Like, how do you justify that? How do you justify getting a pay increase when we as Canadians pay your salaries, but then your biggest leverage point in the House of Commons and in the media is how unaffordable it is for Canadians, but you want to increase your rate of pay? How many Canadians get a 4.2% automatic increase in pay every year to be able to adjust for inflation? How many? Automatically. Or how many Canadians get to vote that they get to be able to give themselves that 4.2% increase? So I'm going to read this little snippet here from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation's website. And this was on January 22nd, 2024. So it's a few months ago. But there's more present articles of this from like the National Post. But I just thought that this was a good place to be able to go kind of get the overview, the 10,000 sky high view. And like, why not from the Canadian Taxpayers Federation? So MP pay, member of parliament pay, to increase between 8,000 and 16,000 in 2024. The Canadian Taxpayers Federation estimate members of parliament will take a 4.2% pay raise on April 1st, 2024. The federal government is more than $1 trillion in debt. Taxpayers are struggling to afford basic necessities and MPs don't deserve raises. So this is the perfect time to stop rubber stamping the pay raises politicians give themselves every year. MPs stopped pay raises in the past and should stop this year's pay raise as well. A benchmark MP salary is currently $194,600. A minister collects $287,400, while the prime minister takes home a $389,200 annual salary. MPs give themselves pay raises each year on April 1st based on the average annual increase in union contracts with corporations with more than 500 employees. While final pay numbers have not been released, contract data published by the Canadian government shows the average annual increase in the private sector was 4.2% in 2023. Using this data, the CTF estimates this year's pay raise will amount to an extra $8,100 for backbench MPs and $11,900 for ministers and $16,200 for the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. After this year's pay raise, benchmark MPs will receive $202,700 annual salary, according to CTF estimates. A minister will collect $299,300, while Trudeau will take home $405,400. The federal government stopped automatic MP pay hikes from 2010 to 2013 in response to 2008-2009 recession. MPs should know better than to give themselves raises while their constituents are worried about the rising mortgage payments and struggling to feed their families. It's not rocket science. MPs should do the right thing and stop the upcoming pay. The average annual salary amongst a full-time worker is about $67,000, according to Stats Canada, for contrast. So this kind of gives a little bit of a breakdown and understanding of how highly paid our MPs are. Now, the one thing I want you to take into consideration too is that this out of this salary, they don't have to pay, obviously, for all their flights and stuff to Ottawa. They don't have to pay for their hotels when they're there, their food when they're there. They get living allowances for all that kind of stuff. And there's a lot of perks that they get when they are, you know, here in their constituencies. So like that money actually stretches a lot further than what the average Canadian salary does, which the average Canadian salary, you know, like what I just said, the $67,000 is literally a third of what they're getting. The average Canadian salary is not half. It's not three quarters. It's not, you know, 80%, 85%, 90%. No, it's none of those things. It's like 30%. Let's just round it up and call it 40%. But the biggest thing to take into consideration, there's not even 50%, and there is no perks or benefits like what there is to be one of these MPs. So like their actual annual salary is higher than what their base salary is. Sure, they may not get paid a bonus for their job, but they get paid bonuses in a lot of other ways. Like I would find it hard to believe that any one of these MPs is not flying business class, and that's on our dollars. I would find it hard to believe that these MPs shop around for, you know, best prices and they're not flying, you know, Air Canada and WestJet. I'm sure as the fuck, almost guaranteed to be certain that they're not flying discount airlines like Flair and Porter. Almost guaranteed. I guarantee you that they're not shopping around for the best rate on hotels and Airbnbs to, you know, pay the least amount they can be paying. I'm sure they don't do any of that. I'm sure they're eating at some of the best restaurants in Ottawa. I'm sure they're, you know, billing all those things to their constituents and us as the Canadian taxpayer. So you can't tell me that their base salary is the only thing that we should be looking at here. Never mind to the fact, why don't we hold referendums? Why would MPs get to vote whether they get a pay increase? Why wouldn't us as Canadians get to vote whether or not that they get a pay increase? Does that not seem like it makes more sense? Make it national. If you really feel like you've done your job and you deserve that money, and you deserve it, are you going to tell me that Canadians won't vote yes to be able to give you that pay increase? Of course they would. I would. If you're doing a great job, why wouldn't you deserve more money? But why would I give you more money right now? Like, how does that make sense? And these are some of the issues that I feel like go unaddressed, you know, by our Canadian politicians, because they don't want to bring that to light. They don't want to bring to light that they get an automatic pay increase and, you know, they don't put that out to tender. They don't put that out to Canadians to be able to voice their opinion like, hey, do you deserve this? No, they don't. So some food for thought, because this not only doesn't happen in Canada, this happens all around the world too. And like Canadian MPs and like our Canadian federal government employees that sit in the House, they are the second highest paid in the entire world. Second highest paid outside of the Americans. Second highest paid. Do you think they're worth the cost? I would love to know this. So there's the question of the day. Do our MPs in Canada do a good enough job? They deserve to be the second highest paid in the entire world.